from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
Hey, fantasy football owners. The road to winning your fantasy football championship starts now. I'm Matt Harmon from Reception Perception. Join me and James Coe as we take a deep dive into the position that's going to make or break your fantasy roster. Wide receivers. We analyze route running, target share, and all the metrics that matter, giving you the insights you need to draft the best wide receivers. As you prep for your draft, let us give you the coverage you need. Follow and listen to Reception Perception on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Bring it in close.
The latest NFL news, rumors, reports, and happenings.
Within the Huddle on the Morning Shift.
Kansas City Chief has signed Harrison Butker, the kicker, to a contract extension that makes him the NFL's highest paid kicker, according to Adam Schefter yesterday. $6.4 million per year. And I think you said it yesterday, Bo. I don't know where the Chiefs continue to just come up with money at, dude. Like, everybody's getting paid on their roster.
Yeah, it's interesting where the money is coming from. They just paid Chris Jones absolute just truckload of amount of money. So Mahomes is seemingly going to get his contract redone
at some point,
soon.
Yeah.
Because he's not even, like, I think, top five or six paid quarterbacks in the league. And he's probably, you know, so you remember how we had that kind of real quick, we had that conversation yesterday about the Tyreek Hill. Was he the best player overall? And I was listening to Randy on the way home, and Randy was like, well, first off, Patrick Mahomes, as long as he's on the field, he's the best player in football.
Sure.
But then, you know, talked about how good Tyreek Hill was. But that's the thing for me is Patrick Mahomes is the best player in football. How is he not the highest paid? But that's how it goes because you can't redo these deals.
Yeah,
he'll get his soon, but I don't know how they keep paying players.
Allie, tomorrow you'll get to participate in what we call Which One Wednesday, where I'll give you guys a choice to make. One of the ones last week, would you rather be a kicker in the NFL or a closer in Major League Baseball? Which one's a little bit more stressful?
Man, I want that closing spot.
Yeah?
For MLB. Yeah, I mean, Rysel, when he comes out and he does his song, like Grant and I always
right.
put our
you're
fingers
right.
up.
I love that.
Oh, did you just hear that?
Yeah.
That was a moment of emotion from Mr. McCauley.
Yeah.
See, those are the things that we want, that Grant has his rituals.
Slow
motion. He'll play the song, too. He'll play it. The Black Eyed Peas song.
So wait, slow motion point to the sky from Grant McCauley.
We're at home, right? Where's Truist? Bottom of the, and say Grant's at home that night. Bottom of the eighth, gets last out. All of a sudden, Grant's phone starts playing, or the Alexa starts playing the Black Eyed Peas song, and Grant
does his... He's got the Alexa routine built in, you know, I mean, where he's got the lights and everything else. Alexa, do the intro music. Bah, bah, bah.
He's going to kill me, by the way.
I love it, man. I love it. Hey, Daniel Jones yesterday was in a little bit of scuffle at the Giants and Lions crossover practice. He kind of got a couple of swings. You never want to see those off-color jerseys, I guess, when it comes to quarterbacks. I mean, I'm not sure I'd want to see Kirk Cousins mixing it up tonight or today down in Miami and being a part of anything like that. Brian Burns had some words about that.
Daniel got jiggy with it. Daniel was out there with it?
Yeah, he did.
Yeah, I'm going to need him to back up. I'm going to need him to back up. Let his O-line handle that. But, Daniel, he's a competitor, man. He's a fighter, so I don't expect nothing less from him. But I don't need him in that. I don't need him to get hit. Yeah, I need to keep him healthy.
Mike, who was it last week when they finally put the pads on and we saw the first fight in camp? And it was an offensive lineman and a linebacker. And the offensive lineman was the linebacker was mad, and he slaps dude back of the helmet or back of the guardian cap.
It was Bergeron, and if you say the linebacker's name, I'll know it's that he was in the XFL.
That was Eifler.
Yeah, Milo Eifler.
And
they were going at it pretty good.
And the last thing, and I brought that up, Allie, to say the last thing I want my starting quarterback to do, who is injury prone already, is to be using his hands to hit another player.
Right.
In the open palm.
In a hard shell or object that could, damage said hand.
Yeah, you got to be careful with those hands.
Do you ever consider yourself a fighter, Allie? You ever just get in a scuffle back in the younger days?
No, I'm
a little bit of guilt in those eyes.
I mean, maybe a little bit.
I don't want to talk about it. No.
There are a few times things could get heated. I mean, when I believe something, I believe it's strong. Yeah.
I cut you in line for a beer at a country concert. And you're
Hey. Excuse me, no cuts.
No man.
No cuts, no butts, no coconuts.
Yeah.
It's even worse if it's a porta potty. So.
Speaking of which, shameless plug, Top 5 Tuesday is top 5 signs that you suck as a person. So that won't want to miss that. I'll have to fill Allie in on the whole shopping cart situation from last week as we get on that. Texans starters will play in the Steelers in the second preseason game against the Steelers. I'm here for it. I think this is a young team that is on the rise. I don't think you want to see a sophomore slump out of D'Amico Ryans. I think he knows how big some of these reps are. I don't know how long they'll play, but nonetheless, I think it's going to be okay to see C.J. Stroud, Nico Collins, and those guys get after it.
And I'm interested also in what you think, but do we just make way too much of this? Like, who plays when? Because I think every team and every coach wants to do it differently, and I don't know if there's a right or a wrong way, because so much has changed about the preseason to the point now where these joint practices are almost more important than they've ever been, and the preseason is less important than it's ever been in some ways for the starters.
Well, here's D'Amico Ryans talking about why he thought it was important.
I think everybody needs that opportunity to go to the ground a couple times in the game to just get up, dust yourself off, and know you're good, right? And I'm okay. Like, I can go to the ground and get up. So you just have to go through and play live reps of football before live action comes in September. So you'll see our ones go out and get reps this week versus Pittsburgh.
You know, I think he brings up a good point, and it's something that I kind of take for granted because it was different. There was different rules when I was playing, but a lot of these guys, they haven't been on the ground yet. And I'm talking about even the linemen included, which would never have been a thought, 15 years ago. But I can count on one hand, I think, the amount of people we've actually seen on the ground at the Atlanta Falcons practice out there in Flowery Branch. So brings up a little bit of a good point, right? I mean, got to do it at some point.
Then just kind of practice. Well, they just practice falling down, kind of like Tua needed to do for a while.
get this man.
And in reality, I understand that, and I think there is something to be said for that first time you get hit. It just kind of brings back. I think that's what Kirk Cousins really wants. I don't mean to bring everything back to our team, but that's one thing that Kirk, why he wanted to play in the preseason, was he wanted to get hit once or twice before he's there and know how he feels.
Yeah, look, I'll be excited to see football with guys on the ground. And we saw it in the Hall of Fame game last week, and I'm here for it. I'm impatient, Allie, when it comes to preseason. Like, let's get this thing rolling.
Right.
I don't need 4 weeks preseason games
right.
or 3 weeks, whatever it is.
So you want more real season
let's
games?
Go.
Could you do that?
Don't you dare take me out of context like that. I didn't say that. Don't let those players come for me. The PA, if you're the NFL PA and you're listening, no, I didn't say that. Look, when we come back, we're going to talk a little bit about those Atlanta Braves and a massive set of series coming up for them. Big road trip. Philly's coming to town very, very soon. We'll get the outlook on the Braves. And a top five Tuesday on Mic'd Up to remember top five indicators that you might suck as a person. Don't want to miss that. It's going to be a lot of fun. Stick with us on the Morning Shift, Sports Radio 910.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
We're at
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Hey, fantasy football owners, I'm Matt Harmon.
And what's cracking up, James Coe? Join us on Reception Perception as we dive deep into wide receivers, the position that will make or break your fantasy team.
Follow and listen to Reception Perception on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.